This episode is a preview of big things to come from myself and today's guest. As I was searching the internet for principals who are looking to make a mental health impact with their students, I found today's guest. She is the first school principal to join the show, and she is the North Star Elementary School Principal, founder of Educational Impact Academy, podcast host, certified life coach, you name it. We have an entrepreneur who truly does it all, so the value will be coming from many areas. She loves kids and is passionate about helping them thrive and live happy even when they have their most challenging moments. For years, she saw kids struggle in school. While some kids had behavioral issues, some just couldn't do school as we know it. Over the years, she learned a collaborative problem-solving approach, and everything started to change. We're going to learn all about that. Welcome back to That Entrepreneur Show. I am your host, Vincent A. Lancey. You can find more about me at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media, my YouTube channel, or my website, vincentalancey.com.
This segment is sponsored by Bedrock Business Builders, a small business startup specialist. Start, build, manage.
If it is your first time joining us, every week since 2019, I have interviewed the founder of a company or brand to share what worked well for them, what they needed to improve on, and all of their learning lessons along the way right here on this show. We also have bonus episodes for you to enjoy, including the Rewind the Clock series, where we bring back past guests with new updates and the Gasparilla Overloads. You never know which motivational journey will inspire you most. Karen Jakubowski is an elementary public school principal who decided to also join the world of entrepreneurship. She is passionate about helping moms first take care of themselves to do their best for their kids. She helps moms with a problem-solving process when their child is experiencing challenging behaviors. This is very, very valuable right now, especially as COVID is very prevalent. Parents can use a lot of tips. She practices mindfulness personally and at school, teaching students breathing and awareness techniques to help them manage their own stress, be happy and healthy. I love that. Karen, thank you so much for coming on my show this time. After last week's recording on yours, it's great to see you again.
It is so good to see you. Thanks, Vince.
Can you introduce yourself on a personal side to this audience before we dive into Entrepreneur Talk?
Yeah. So again, my name's Karen Jakubowski, and I started out after I was in high school. I went to a Bible school. So I had like a flex time before college, and I was working at a fitness club in like a 5-star hotel in a city near me. And these engineers and lawyers would come in and they'd be like, what are you studying? What are you gonna do? And I would make up stuff, be like, I'm gonna be a lawyer, because I just wanted to hear the pros and cons. And then other days I'd be like, I think I might want to be an engineer. And they would tell me all the things that were good and not so great about it. And I was like, maybe I won't be doing any of that. But so then I worked in their business office over the summers. And Vince, after 8 hours of plugging away at a computer, I was like, I am not made for this. Like, I cannot, like, at the end of my life, look back for what company, and just felt like I was plugging away at a computer. I wanted to throw the computer out the window after 8 hours. And I then volunteered in a school, in a first grade class. And I was, the teacher actually let me like work with some of the math lessons. And one day she was like, you know, you're really good with kids. And I was like, I am? Like, I don't know. I just do my thing. I never had any training, right? And that really sparked an idea or ignited something in me, because I realized how much I loved giving to kids, working with kids, and having that real back and forth. And I had so many amazing teachers and people that I looked up to in my life that I feel I know have shaped who I am today. And when I thought of working on a computer in a company for the rest of my life, or giving and taking and having that, I'm going to make a difference in someone's life because someone made a difference and took time to invest in me. I was like, that's what I want to do the rest of my life. And so I ended up going for my bachelor's actually in German, because my grandparents in Germany couldn't speak English. So every time we went, I was like, what did they say? And it was so annoying. And so because I went to a Bible school and the college accepted some credits, I did my bachelor's in 2.5 years and then just enrolled in their master's program at nights to do teaching. And then I actually got a job in a private school teaching before I was certified, because you could kind of do that in a private school. And I just, like you said, I love kids. If I can help a kid see something different than who they are today, like, it supercharges me. And I just love it. And then my path led me to becoming a principal, to affect and impact a whole entire school, to create a place where kids love coming. It's elementary school. They should love coming to school. And so every day, that is my passion. What can I do to help you if you're struggling or something's hindering you? Okay, what can I help you? Because this should be the best time in your life. The rest of our lives are, we all know, are difficult and with pain, and it just goes on from there. And so I just wake up every day and I just choose a positive attitude and carry that into the culture of our school. And if you look over your shoulder, you're like, okay, that's worth living.
I love the passion that you're bringing to the show, and you're setting an example for people to really chase what they're passionate about, because the more you like something, the more you're going to care about it and try to improve. I, similar path, left the business world to make an impact with kids. Now we're both doing some mental health improvement for them. I'd like to backtrack to that moment you just talked about where you finally realized that this is the route you wanted to go on. Walk our listeners through that.
So I was in Bible school. I wasn't really sure, you know, what I wanted to do or what I wanted to become. And when I applied for this college, no other college would accept credits. So no one recognized that our Bible Institute actually was a legit institute and that could put credits towards it. So I actually drove about 45 minutes every day to a private, it was an all-girls college, and I worked as well. So I would show up in college, Vince, a couple years older than all of the girls in there, because they were all out of high school. And they would be in their pajamas, right? With their hair like flung up. And I'd like dressed for like going to work after that. And so I had a very different college experience. I did not have a traditional college experience, but I lived at home and I worked hard. My parents didn't have, we just lived within our means. So I paid my way through school and I worked. And that's all I knew, is whatever you need or you want, you have to work for it. And all those lessons and living like that just kind of built in me a gratitude for where I'm at. And I don't think take things for granted. And I know money doesn't grow on trees. And I think sometimes we might lose that at times, but it, in hard times, is what makes you and builds that character that you can't get through any other way.
I really appreciate you shining light on values, having sound values as you progress, not just through your personal journey, but through business. Stay true to what's important to you. It is challenging, I'm sure you can agree, though, to be an entrepreneur, finding ways to make it happen. What would you say a few of the hardest parts are?
Well, so I always knew I wanted to help parents. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because even before I went to college for my bachelor's, I literally said, I remember saying this, I want to get my doctorate because people listen to people who have their doctorate. Like, and there's things I think parents need to know. Not that I even knew like what I was even going to tell them, but I just wanted to help them or say things to help parents. It was just interesting that I had that thought so early on, you know? And then, as I've done this problem solving process that you talked about for 10 years, I mean, I had kids when I was a teacher, I couldn't figure out why they did what they did. Like, one would hide in the coat closet, wouldn't come out. I couldn't figure out why, couldn't figure out what would motivate them. Another kid, I swear he could be the next creative genius, but to sit down pencil and paper task, like, no way. And so I would have lunch with him to try to connect with them and figure out like, what is making you tick? And how can I help you get through? Like you said, like I call it like some of us, like, how do I just get through school? My gosh. And so when I learned this process to connect with them and find out what really was going on, I mean, through trial and error, I didn't know it right away, because like any process, it takes time, but it started working. And I started having kids really tell me what's the story behind every behavior? There's a story, and I was getting to the story to then help them. And then it's a collaborative problem approach. So actually they're helping me solve the problem, and kids aren't used to solving problems. They're used to someone just telling them what should or shouldn't do or shouldn't be. And so over the last decade of doing this, I was like, I got to tell more people, like, if I can learn it, a parent could learn it, and they might not know what to do when their kid has a tantrum or gets in trouble at school. Or my gosh, Vince, this week we had a kid who kind of did a search for how to kill themselves in elementary school and really was like, I don't like my life sometimes. What does a parent do when they get that phone call, right? So I am on a mission now to help. And the hardest thing, Vince, was where do I start? Like there's this program, there's that program, there's like what you do on social media. And my husband and I were like whack-a-moling it, trying to imagine, right? Like any entrepreneur. And then through one person, Shalene Johnson, that we bought a marketing course from, she had guests on, Rory and AJ Vaden, who have a brand builder company that takes you from A to Z, nuts and bolts. So we signed up with them. We've been in there for 2 years now. And they literally took me through and broke it down. Like, what's my mission? Who's my avatar? Now, how do you create a website? What should be in the website? How do you create a speaking? How do you create your podcast? And so, you know, slowly I've gotten to this point.
I love how you, a couple things there. You're encouraging the kids to make their own decisions. I think that's so important because, as you mentioned, for the most part, it's directing them what to do.
Yeah.
That probably helps them grow leaps and bounds ahead of them, as I'm sure you can give us some more insight on that.
And it's a 21st century skill. What parent today, if I said, I'll teach your kid problem solving skills, wouldn't be like, okay. Because parents listening, guardians, you don't want your kid living with you for the rest of your life. We need our kids to have that sense of ownership, self-awareness, self-advocacy, right? And it's funny, Vince, when I look at the kid and I'm like, well, what do you think we could do to solve this problem? They just stare at me. And one of the pieces to this whole process is, as the adult, you got to wait and not say anything. And you wait, it's that impregnable pause. And man, is that hard for us. But as you wait and as you wait, it gives that kid think time. And most times they just shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know, right? That's the natural response. And I love this question that I learned. If you did know, what would you say? And they just look at you like you have two heads because what did you just tell me? I just told you, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Once you repeat that, or then, you know, what could we do to solve this problem? Eventually over time, they realize that they're going to share an idea. And I usually say there's no right or wrong answer because they're all looking for the right answer. Or if they say the wrong thing, then what? That, you know, sometimes there's anxiety or could be some fear around it. And you're just helping kids to just, like you and I, when we face a problem, it might not be the right solution the first time, but we try it. And if it doesn't work, we try something else. And that's what we teach and do with kids till we find what works for them that you're okay with as an adult too. That's very important. It's not just throwing out what you are okay with your child doing. No, that's the partnership collaborative part involved.
Finding what works best for you. Thank you for saying that. This comes up from time to time. What works for some doesn't work for everyone. A lot of the things I do are very unorthodox and I'm not accustomed. When I tried the office thing as well, it just wasn't for me. My whole life I went with the degrees, wanted the office with the title, and it wasn't for me. Me personally, I'm better working on my own schedule and freelancing like this and bootstrapping. And I'm looking forward to more collaborations with people like you as the brand grows. It's going to be a very, very exciting year. Stay tuned for some stuff from me and Karen. But first, I want to ask you about one of your greatest lessons learned over all the years. What is it something that it taught you? Why is it still sticking with you?
So I told you I went to a Bible school. Well, unfortunately, the church I was involved in at that time went through a church split, and I was engaged to one of the ministers, and I just thought I was going to live my life as a minister's wife. Like, that was a dream come true as well. In a church, that's what you grow up in. Every girl. Okay. Not every girl, but a lot of us, like, that would be amazing. And that just crushed my world. Like, I truthfully, Vince, I actually did want to die. Like, why should I live? Like, all my dreams felt like they just vanished literally overnight. Lost my friends, lost some of my family. It was just the most devastating thing in my life, like literally hitting rock bottom. And I remember someone telling me, be like a cork in the ocean. And no matter how far down it gets pushed and things cover it and crash upon it, like a cork will always come back up to the surface. And I never forgot that. And so I have lived my life since then, believing that the good is going to happen. The good is yet to come. And in tandem, someone taught me remain sweet no matter what happens in life. And I write that in the yearbooks when kids have me sign it, because it is an underlying thing that I live by. I have been through really difficult things in life, like anybody. But yet, if you meet me, I'm very positive and I smile, and people remember my smile, and the kids are like, "You're always smiling." And yes, yes, we can do this. And life will change, and there will be another corner. And so remain sweet no matter what happens, and live like a cork in the ocean. No matter how far you go down, don't worry. You are going to pop back up.
I love that, because remember, it is easy just to give up. It is the most common thing, just to give up, because no one wants to battle pain. A lot of people give up on success because failure does come first, which unfortunately, I realized time and time again. But thank you for the positivity. As you said, the smile is gleaming through the computer. I want to ask you something, Kat. If you could choose any entrepreneur in history to learn from, improve your craft, who would you choose? Before we dive into finding out who today's guests would choose to sit down with, that this month's episodes are also going to be brought to you by former episode, Sunny's Wellness CBD. They're great for any type of stress, anxiety, pain, or swelling. They're an awesome addition to any daily regimen, and they are an eco-friendly CBD brand, sunnyswellness.com, and you could use code ES25 at checkout for 25% off your next purchase.
I would choose Jim Rohn, who I only learned through Tony Robbins, which my husband introduced me to him, and we took several of his courses, which really shifted and recharged and refocused and gave a lot of purpose in my world that I had never experienced up until that point. And so I would love to hear the wisdom from him, and I would love to just walk him through a day in my life and my world and my hopes and dreams, and just hear like what he would say today that might help also supercharge me, like you said, because you hit the bumps and you hit the lows and you're like, man, I want to do this, and I'm only here, and there's only so many hours in a day, and it's never enough. And, you know, those thoughts can just really, really get you down like that cork in the ocean. But for him, if he taught Tony Robbins, I'd be like, okay, I'd love to sit down with him.
Well, let's delve a little deeper. Where is the location going to be if you have the choice of that as well?
Oh, well, it would have to be in palm trees near a beach, because I love palm trees. And I always say I live in Delaware. I've lived half my life in cold weather, half the year, and I'm done. I'm so done. I'm ready for the warm, beautiful weather. And when I go to Florida, or we were just in the Dominican Republic, I literally feel like this is where I was created to live. It just feels right. Like the tank top, the shorts, just comfortable. I'm not rigid and frigid and bundled up, you know, because you lived up in the north.
Yeah, I never plan on going back. Trading the palm trees back for the snowflakes. I went the other way, and it's going to stay that way for now.
I'm following you.
Yes. Florida would love to have you, and the students, everyone out here would greatly benefit from your presence. Let's now talk about what's next for you. I know you're involved in so much. What are you working on? What's next in 2022?
So I'd like to continue being a guest on other people's podcast shows, just to get my word out, my story out. The more I share it, the more people are like, this is so incredible. Like, people need this. When I talk about mindfulness, everyone knows about it. Like, it is what our kids need. How can we get this more in schools and more in families and more a part of people's lives where it becomes natural? So I have this idea to start a mindfulness class virtually after school, which I like you having an idea. It's like, okay, there's an idea, but now I gotta like, come on, Karin, like take the step and the next step, you know? So it's just, you know, working through those, you know, moments where you got a lot going on, but then you have another endeavor you want to explore. And I just finished a live course for moms on happy kids, not perfect kids, walking them through this process. And Vince, it was incredible. Week to week, they were telling me stories of how, what they were learning and trying, it was working, and how they were so grateful. And it just, you know how it is. It just charges you. You're like, yes, yes, this is what I was created to do. And so I just created my first course where I recorded it. So if anybody just wants to punch a button, listen to it on your own time, I like courses like that because I can't always show up at a certain time. And so I'm looking to do kind of like an upgrade to that Happy Kids, Not Perfect Kids course, because I have parents who want to sign up for the next one that we do. And so with the mindfulness classes, and then continuing my podcast, which I do, it's an interview one, I do it weekly. And then what's interesting is, as I'm hearing from parents what they need, it's kind of guiding what I can offer people, because I might not be thinking of something that would help you in a way or a forum And so I'm very aware and open to that because it might not be something we've ever done or how it's always been. And so, you know, society is in a unique place right now. The last 2 years have really shifted a lot of innovative things that have now stuck. And so I'm always asking my parents, like, what do you need? How could I do this? What could I do to support you? I just got life coach certified. So that has been changing my personal world inside me personally. And I'm excited to offer those tools that to just impact and help parents along the way, you know, in things that they face or things that they struggle with. So
incredibly it's ambitious. I mean, geez, incredible. And I know we get caught up with a lot of things. Like you said, something I really try to stay consistent with is time blocking, as it just helps me stay organized. If you wouldn't mind, please share that link with me so I could put it in the show description. So that way everybody out there who thinks it's good for them, add some value to your life with Karen. And now I think it is a great time for the spotlight story. If it's your first show with us, towards the end of each show, my guest and I look at another entrepreneur's journey and we get their take on it. And it was, we have another rock star educator entrepreneur on the show today. We'll go over another in Robin Schulman. Robin Schulman in Forbes asked DiGilio, how did your entrepreneurial journey begin? In 2012, I was searching Google for some ideas for my classroom. I came across the site Teachers Pay Teachers. I noticed that teachers were creating lesson plans, activities, and classroom decor resources digitally, and they were selling them to each other through this site. She described this as a wake-up moment where she realized she could package her ideas, activities, and resources into a digital PDF and sell them on the internet. Obviously, it was an extra revenue boost for her. And she, when asked to describe that monumental moment of launching this PDF, she said, yes, from that day on, I worked an additional 40 to 60 hours per week after coming home from my full-time teaching job and created digital resources to sell in my online Teachers Pay Teachers store and through my blog, Simply Skilled in Second. I began creating branded resources and product lines that would help me build a name for myself within the online teaching world. I created my own brands such as Flip Flap Books, Tabits, Spinits, Teachits, and more. And I want to share one more quote before getting our guest's take on it. When did you realize you were on to something? At the end of my first year selling my teaching resources on Teachers Pay Teachers in 2013, I made half my teaching salary. By the end of the second year, I had doubled my earnings and was making about the same amount as my teaching salary. By the end of 2015, I had doubled my teaching salary. What are your takeaways from this story as a fellow rock star educator, entrepreneur?
So when I read that she does 40 to 60 hours outside her workday, I was like, oh good, I'm not the only one. Because Vince, ever since we signed up with Brand Builders to build all of this, I wake up at 3 a.m, put in 3 hours before I go to work, Monday through Friday. I've actually started on Saturdays getting up that early as well. I work most weekends on it. And it's funny because when people are like, how was your weekend? I was like, It was a lot of work. Like, I don't live a real traditional life in a sense. And so when she said that, I was like, it does. It takes that much work. And I know your work day is like three in the morning till 3 p.m. And when I heard that from you, I'm like, yeah, because sometimes I feel alone or sometimes I just get tired out. I'm like, oh man, I just want to sleep in this morning, you know. But the passion and the drive for what you're doing that's life changing is what I come back to that helps me do all that. So I love and connected when she said that. And later on in that article, it talks about teachers doing second jobs and looking for other things to do. And I know a lot of teachers who do a lot of tutoring after school and are dabbling in other additional revenue streams or avenues or building a small business, what have you. And it's funny that the article even mentioned how many teachers own Airbnbs, and my husband and I have an Airbnb in our house. So we, in addition, have like multiple things going on. And when I read that, I was like, that's I can relate to that as well.
You know, what's interesting, in many other countries, teachers are at the top of the pay scale. Their salaries are at the top, and it just makes sense because they are educating the future of our country. And in America, for whatever reason, it's backwards.
Yeah. When I told my aunt in Germany, right? Well, maybe that would be different there, that I was going into teaching. She's like, how are you going to support yourself? Like, she was really worried for me. And for me, it was all about my passion. So I didn't really care how much money I made. I loved kids, and I this, I had found what I, and you know, I want to touch on something else that we referenced earlier.
Yeah.
When I worked at the hotel in the city near me, in their business office, I would play a little game with people without them knowing and be like, if you could do this all over again, what would you have become with your life? And Vince, I'm not kidding you. 99% of them were telling me completely different things. I'd be a photographer. I would be this, I would be that. And I would just look at these people and I'm like, and you're coming here every day doing this? Something's wrong with this. It shouldn't be like that. Like, you really should be pursuing what drives you, yeah, that gets you up in the morning. So for whatever that's worth.
No, you know, change is scary. And that's the problem. People get accustomed to their ways. We all do. And when you're in a career for 10 years, say, it can be very scary to have the confidence that you can succeed in something else after succeeding in a role for so long. Thank you for adding to that point, because that is the last step before becoming an entrepreneur. For many people, they take the corporate route and hop over. Me, I really kind of just went all in. I had a very untraditional path. But thank you for that analysis. And thank you so much for such a value-filled episode. I loved right in the beginning, you talked about diversifying your experience before you became a principal. You were a hustler. You were exemplifying what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And also in the beginning of my notes here, I wrote displaying your values, staying true to them, because that sets a good example. And of course, you're in the classroom, so I'm sure you do there. How can everybody find you, find your teaching, your entrepreneurship activities, everything?
Whatever's easier for you, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Karin Jakubowski. My YouTube channel is Educational Impact Academy, where I throw on there all my podcast episodes. And my podcast name is Momnificent.
Thank you for sharing that. Everyone, be sure to scroll down and check out all her great content. And we are at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media. Besides Twitter, because of the character limit, we are at Podcast by Lancey. I handles are at Vincent A. Lancey across social media, YouTube, and my website is vincentalancey.com. My latest book is Mental Health Week, the go-to book for elementary school students to learn the basics of mental health in a fun way. It is on Amazon, so you can prime it tomorrow. And it's time to end the show with the quote, and it is from our spotlight entrepreneur, when it said, were you scared to make the leap from teacher to entrepreneur? And how did you overcome any fears? When I started contemplating leaving the classroom, I would get a pit in my stomach every time the thoughts popped in my head. I would push it out and think, no way. I have wanted to be a teacher since I was 5 years old. I played school in my basement using our ironing board as my teacher's desk. There is no way I can stop teaching children. But the desire to use my knowledge and expertise to help teachers and students on a broader scale was something I have always longed to do. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of That Entrepreneur Show. Thank you so much for joining us.